Prayer for Perseverance in Suffering by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. When tragic, unexpected circumstances happen, do you shake your fist, or do you trust God's ways are higher than yours? Do you say to our Lord Jesus, "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done"? Do you trust that he will use that terrible trial for your good and for his glory? Suffering is a reality for everyone on this earth, including believers. To deny that is to deny reality of the fact that we live in a fallen world, and Christians aren't exempt from the results of it. Remember, the apostles suffered greatly, and many of them died horrendous deaths as martyrs. But it was all for God's glory and a part of his sovereign plan for their lives. James 1:12 shares a beautiful promise about suffering. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. God will use all things to conform us to the image of Christ, and often, in the life of the believer, that includes pain and suffering. In times of suffering, we can pray for God's mercy to come and cry out for his help in times of trouble, yes. But we must also remember Jesus promised that in this life there will be trouble, John 16:33. Yet, we know that he overcame the world for us, and we will one day taste of that victory in full when we meet him face to face. That's why we must keep our eyes fixed upon the hope of eternity and not on this life. And that's why faith in God is so important, because it's the rock on which we stand when trials and the storms of life come, because they will. We must remember that our faith in him means that because of the cross, we're forgiven. And now we can have the hope that he never leaves our side. He walks with us through the valley and the mountaintop experiences, and we have the ultimate hope that there's a glorious eternal life that awaits us in Christ Jesus. That's our anchor, the hope of eternity. There is a day that awaits believers where all pain and suffering will cease, but until then, we continue to declare, "And if not, he is still good." And trust our life in his sovereign hands, no matter what comes our way. Let's pray. Father, please help us find your mercy and goodness when trials and the storms of life come our way. If we're prone to grumble and complain, may the Holy Spirit convict our hearts and remind us to be thankful for your promise of eternity because of the cross. May we look for opportunities to comfort those around us who are suffering as well, so we can help hold each other up. We live in a fallen world, and although we cannot escape suffering, we know that heaven is our home and that the crown of life awaits those who stand firm in the faith, trusting that you have overcome the world, and there's no reason to fear. We give you praise and thanksgiving that you will never leave us to walk through suffering alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.